The political rhetoric is getting somewhat worse as the election draws near. Both candidates are promising programs and benefits that few actually believe they can deliver on. All of this comes at the expense of a solid, sober look at public management. Joining me to discuss, Bob Tobias, professor in the Key Management Program at American University. And Bob, your theme has always been solid public management, but we're not hearing much about that in either side. What do you think they ought to be talking about?
Well, they certainly ought to be talking about how they're going to lead the executive branch and how they're going to move away from focusing solely on public policy creation to including public policy implementation as part of their program. But instead, what we see are promises to the public by both candidates. For example, they were both talking about improved customer service, and both said, well, we want improved customer service, the public needs it, the public demands it, and we're going to deliver it. But neither candidate talked about the declining resources of agencies like the IRS and SSA to deliver what they know how to deliver when the funds are available. So the problem is they make the promises. The funds aren't, they don't talk about funding. The public expects change. Funding doesn't get realized, and the public becomes even more cynical about what the government does.
Because, you know, just to take one example, if you we're going to stay nonpartisan here, but if you launch a program that has an estimated cost of $500 billion, there's a taxation side of that, which probably goes deeper than maybe the promises would indicate for a program of that nature. And so I wonder if people sense that and say, well, you know, is this program really sustainable, and can it be managed in a way that is sustainable? And those are the kind of questions in the back of people's minds.
They are. I mean, the fallout is that the government is labeled incompetent or unable to deliver, and the public doesn't distinguish between those who are making policy and funding decisions from those who are delivering. And, I mean, you never get a more dedicated workforce than the people at SSA, and yet they've had a cut in funding that makes it impossible for people to walk in and get the kind of service that SSA knows how to deliver. Or they call on the phone and they have long wait times, and SSA knows how to deliver that service if they had the funding.
And we've seen the same thing at the IRS, where for legitimate political discussions about one part of the agency, the entire agency, which affects most of the public, is the one that suffers.
Exactly. And it affects, with the decline in the ability of the IRS to answer the phones, it affects those taxpayers who want to pay the right amount of tax, are calling the IRS and asking for legitimate questions. They get answers. The accuracy rate is in, I think it's 94 or 95%, the accuracy rate. But the taxpayer has to stay on the phone for 35 or 40 minutes before someone answers the phone.
Well, we're
That's not
going to
right.
And we're not going to hear much from the candidates to this end, I don't think, between now and the election. So maybe the real fulcrum for leveraging some sort of good outcome in terms of public management and implementing policies in a way that is sustainable and high quality is through their transition teams. And so do you have hope that maybe that's the way that industry and groups that care about this can get at the candidates at the real level?
Well, I'm hopeful. Certainly the reports from the transition teams is that both transition teams are taking their jobs quite seriously. But the real issue is, will the candidate translate the recommendations into action? That's the real test.
I mean, who writes president's management's agenda? I mean, there was one from the Bush administration. There was one from the Obama administration. They go way back. What's your experience to how much involvement in those things? Because in many ways, they mirror one another with different terms for the same thing. How much does the actual president, him or in this possible case herself, really involve themselves with that level of implementation and policy?
The idea of a president's management agenda started with the Clinton administration, and I can say that he spent a lot of his time with agency heads talking about performance and his agenda. Now, I'm not directly familiar with Bush, but most I've been told that most of his effort was through OMB, at OMB implementing his agenda, and the same for the Obama administration.
So they tend to delegate it through what sounds like the place they ought to delegate it to.
That is correct, because it's, you know, the link between management and resources ought to be clear, and that link is at OMB. One side is management, one side is budget.
All right, so the bottom line is, are you optimistic about what's going to happen, pessimistic, or you're in a wait-and-see mode in terms of management, not in terms of the outcome?
Well, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that after all of the problems that have derailed presidents in office, we only have to look at Katrina and all of the other efforts, the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, then how they've derailed presidential momentum and turned the public against the president, that that whoever is elected will act proactively and put in place people who can actually lead and manage effectively. And we'll know pretty early, based on the quality of the appointees that are put in place. Because if they're people who only have public policy expertise and no implementation expertise, we'll know that any nod toward management effectiveness isn't reflected in these appointees. So we'll know pretty quickly.
Hopefully those people are tan, rested, and ready.
I'm hopeful. Tan, rested, and ready, and that the Senate will confirm them promptly. That's the other real issue, because when a president takes office, there are a lot of vacancies and a lot of decisions that have to be made. And if the Senate doesn't act promptly, then those who are making decisions are not the political appointees.
Well, that's a discussion for another time and unpredictable at this point. Bob Tobias is a professor in the Key Management Program at American University. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Tom.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive, where you can find all of our interviews for downloading and sharing.